Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to therapy. In season three, you'll hear live demos, expert teachings, and dynamic interviews to inspire you to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. To learn about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode, I offer a demo session with a volunteer client in a deeply experiential Gestalt therapy session exploring mindfulness, embodied awareness, and the subtle ways we internalize expectations. We began with the awareness continuum, a kind of relational meditation where we simply notice what is present moment to moment, without agenda or analysis. From this grounded place, I was attuning to the nuanced ways she disrupted contact with herself and with me. These disruptions were honored as doorways into deeper awareness. The volunteer shared a sense of anticipation and pressure, an almost reflexive feeling that there was something she should be bringing forward or accomplishing. Yet when we slowed down and simply made contact with what was alive in the moment, she noticed an unexpected calmness. Together, we practiced somatic inquiry, tracking sensations in her chest and her belly, honoring the tension and the longing for ease. This is such a core part of Gestalt therapy. Rather than analyzing from the outside, we enter into direct experience, bringing awareness to the body's signals and listening for the client's own innate wisdom to emerge. During the session, we explored the interjected beliefs that shape her sense of obligation, stories about how she was supposed to show up, perform, and hold herself together. To help bring these internalized shoulds into awareness, we did an empty chair experiment, giving form and voice to the interjection itself. By engaging it directly, the volunteer could sense more clearly how it was living in her body and begin to experience some inner spaciousness. She was also able to clear the interjected ideas that don't align with her, describing the experience as having her windows cleaned. Her view into the world was now clear. For those of you who are therapists, I hope this episode is a reminder of the importance of creating an environment where your clients can safely explore their internal patterns in real time without judgment or urgency. When we start from embodied awareness and track the way contact is disrupted, every moment can become an invitation into self-discovery. When we stay present and trust the organic process, we offer the conditions for genuine transformation to unfold. You can listen to the full unedited session over on Patreon, and if you want to learn more about deepening into embodied wisdom with your clients, check out my book, Holistic Co-Regulation.
But as we just drop in, I'm sort of washed with calm. There's a little bit of like pressure sensation maybe in my chest a little bit.
Yeah, and I see your eyes are closed.
Yeah, there's a little buzz in the background of like all the things I'm gonna have to do today. But nothing specific is loud besides just there's a little bit of sensation here.
If it's okay with you, I just want to make room for all of that. There's a lot of calm, some sensation, like a little bit of buzzing of all the things.
Anticipating the day.
Anticipating the day. Yeah. And you kind of like move a little bit when you talk about it. Yeah. And what do you notice about yourself as you share that with me?
Yeah. There's like this sort of background noise. It's like there's so much I could share and there's so much happening and should share, but like right now, if you just ask me what's present in this moment, it's like seems a little more calmed down.
Yeah, so much I should share, and when I hear that, I find myself wondering, what is it that you really want for yourself in this moment?
Yeah, I think I just want ease.
Beautiful. Yeah, let's just make room for that. Yeah, there's this peace, this desire for ease, some anticipation and some shoulds. And what do you notice now?
before this recording, I was like, oh, this is going to be such a great opportunity to talk about all these things going on in my life or get some insight or feedback or something. But I think this is the first time in a little while that I have actually felt this, like almost like a non-urgency around like figuring out an answer, or a non-urgency around having something to say, or a non-urgency around performing, showing up, having something nice. I'm like, oh, surprising. I feel surprised. There's surprise here.
Yeah, the first time in a long time that there's the absence of urgency.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you notice in your body when you see that?
Yeah, I just took a nice deep breath. My belly is softening.
Yeah, let's just stay there. Yeah.
Almost like a little, like the faintest of like maybe tear. Tearing up.
Yeah. I just want to invite you to just really let yourself feel the absence of urgency, just the presence, and calm. The first time in a long time. Yeah, and with your eyes still closed, what do you notice about yourself?
It's like, wow. And there's a little skeptical part that's like, are you sure this is for real? Again, like a little surprised, almost like it's too good to be true, a little bit, you know? Really, like a lot of trust and peace here after what has felt like not that for a very long time.
Yeah, if it's okay with you, I just want to invite you to bring awareness to this skepticism, just sort of letting the voice of skepticism know that you see it. Makes sense to me. Yeah. You're not sure if this is too good to be true.
Yeah, it's like this will change. Be ready.
Yeah, that like anticipation or the vigilance. Yeah, what do you notice in your body when you say that?
Back to my chest, like sensation in my chest, and I saw my hands do this in the screen. But I felt a little like there's like a defense something, right?
And if your hands had a voice, what would they say?
Maybe like wait or look again, you know, like
Yeah, and I saw you close your eyes there for a moment, and just noticing how that feels in your body.
Yeah, the it's nice to close my eyes because the internal experience is quite calm, and then maybe the external is sort of the threat of the next thing that's gonna happen or
The threat of the next thing.
of what I gotta do next. Yeah.
Yeah. The peace in your body and the anticipation of the mind. Just making room for both of that. Seems like they're both here.
Yeah, it would. It's like what I want, that's what just appeared in my mind again, would be to be able to settle into this more, into my body, into the calm. But I just like can't quite
Yeah.
settle in. I'm like a little above my body, on guard still, instead of really synced into the like how good it feels to be calm and relaxed and trusting. And it's again here in my chest.
Yeah, and what's the sensation here? I see your hand sort of go over the entire.
Maybe like a tightening in towards midline.
I'm closing in, hunching over.
Yeah, a tightening.
Yeah, just listening to the wisdom of your body, how your body's holding this experience. Letting your heart know that you see it. Yeah, just keep bringing in more awareness into your heart space. Is there anything your heart needs from you in this moment?
Actually, I think my heart is okay. What feels unsettled more is like my belly, womb space,
Mm-hmm.
a little lower, that I feel a little less settled.
Yeah, it seems like you're bringing your hands to your womb space. What do you notice?
There's like a little sadness. That's like longing to settle.
Yeah.
Deeper into the calm. That's like, what if I could? Oh, that would be so nice. You know, so there's some sadness of like wanting and longing for that.
Yeah. I'm just feeling that longing, just making room for the emotion. Yeah, just letting yourself feel that. Beautiful. What do you notice now?
A little more settling. There's like a lot of questions coming up now, like what if I could be unthreatened by the next thing? What if it could feel exciting or fun? What if I could play? What if it wasn't threatening is kind of what the what if I could be more unthreatened all the time?
And what do you notice in your head, those thoughts?
I feel myself not settling. She'll end up coming up.
Yeah, so just noticing that even that curiosity sort of pulls you up in a way. Yeah, and still with your eyes closed, I notice I find myself one like imagining that this is familiar, like this, like anticipating a threat, anticipating that something's going to be hard.
Oh, yeah, everything is a little threatening. Feeling is a little threatening. The next thing to do is a little like, I think that's the impulse to feel with the next thing versus what the desire was, is like the impulse to be like curiosity or excitement or trust.
Trust. What do you notice right now?
Yeah, there's like a desire to move and do things out of excitement and the impulse to want to do them versus the threat of like the thing I have to do next and the thing I have to do next and the thing I have to do next. Yeah, it's like obligation or expectation more so.
Obligation. What do you notice when you say that?
Yeah, there's like a drag in my body. It's like,
Yeah.
my body's like behind me, like, meh.
I can feel like the heaviness of that. Just noticing the shape that your body sort of naturally takes.
Yeah, it feels like I'm not like totally an empowered choice around it. It's like a bit of a drag.
A little bit of a drag. Yeah.
Which like makes me reflect on the beginning of this call where like I actually feel a lot of peace because I like chose this. Actually, I like volunteered myself for it. I planned for it. I like wanted to do it, right? And I felt like, and then the next thing of like going to work is not that I didn't choose it or plan it, but that there's some weird shift around it that I'm obligated to it or that I have to do it or, you know, which there are reasons for that, but
Yeah, but there's like more of a heaviness there. Like it's a drag.
there's some perceived obligation, maybe.
Yeah, I just want to check in with your heart and your womb space, your belly.
Yeah, the chest is still a little tight. some sensation near my solar plexus.
Just checking in to see if there's anything you need from yourself in this moment.
Yeah, there's just this voice that's like, well, this is a really good time to check in about how you're making your life, what you're choosing to do. It's not like a disapproving voice or condescending, like I sounded a little bit just there, but it's like, oh, wow, that's a, okay, like, that's probably something to check in about.
Yeah, will you say more?
Yeah, like, how have I built my life in obligation or under expectations, and of whose? Whose expectations and obligations? And yeah, some of them seem very real, like financially supporting myself and keeping a roof over my head, and some of them seem very made up.
If I'm hearing this correctly, it's like some of them feel self-supportive and some of them feel like internalized.
Yeah, internalized expectations or societal expectations or.
I have a tension on your arms. What do you notice there?
Maybe they want to move a little bit more. Maybe there's even obligation expectation around like being still on a Zoom call and like sitting and being still.
I see this sort of like almost like a winding motion, circular.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just listening to the wisdom of your body.
Yeah, there seems to be the realization that I feel obligated or expected to be still for parts of my life that I don't actually want to be still for, or sitting and like paying attention or doing it in a way that looks normal.
What do you notice when you say that out loud?
I feel like a little bit of joy in that and like silliness in that, and I feel tears, like sadness in that. Like being so heavily conditioned to put my body down to do things. And my body's like so alive, and my body's like has so much, you know, in it, and it's like to put that down to like complete tasks or do work or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, the voice of obligation has my attention right now. And I'm just wondering if you want to try something.
Of course.
Yeah, I just want to invite you to take the internalized shoulds and obligation and just set them next to you, just not to get rid of them necessarily, but just so we can learn from them. Let's get some space. If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.